Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely 100%. Vote? Thank you. And what is your age?
70.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas. Using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you do not feel warm or cold. That's neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
100%.
Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, public schools.
80.
Okay, critical race theory.
80.
Okay, Black Lives Matter.
60.
Okay, public charter schools.
80.
Okay, public school teachers.
80.
Okay, your local school board.
80.
Okay, and the American Federation of Teachers.
80.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Next, would you say public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
No.
Would you say public or charter schools?
I would say, public schools.
Public schools much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all. Now, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Truthfully, understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How important
10.
Do you think that is? Thank you.
10.
Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
10.
Okay. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
10.
Okay. Helping America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
10.
Okay, become more organized and have a structure.
8.
Okay, and embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
8.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Just about the right amount.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I agree that it's been politicized. Is that what you're asking me?
Would you agree or disagree that critical race theory bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you support or oppose.
Okay.
Teaching about Americans' history of slavery and segregation.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing teacher pay.
Strongly support.
Okay. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
I'm lukewarm about that. I don't know what that means.
Somewhat support or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization and the Black experience in America and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others make about the education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find that very convincing argument, 5 means it is somewhat convincing, and 0 is not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians, parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to... Yes.
Go ahead.
These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that?
That's 10.
Thank you. We do not allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery, or carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing?
5.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value.
That's a 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
I strongly agree with that, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes
only. You said
only.
We were almost done.
Yes, I'm sorry. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation, employed, retire, unemployment, student, or homemaker?
Self-employed.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married. Married.
Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, and although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm a moderate.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religion services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay, and please tell me if it applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamental Christian? Does it apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Okay. Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.